Good evening, New Vision family. I will wait just a few seconds, see if anybody starts popping up. Welcome to our Saturday evening service for March 28th of 2020. I will say that if I sound a little funny, I apologize. I have started to get like this like nasal thing. And so it's my throat's kind of right now. But I'm drinking lots of hot water with honey and essential oils, and that seems to be helping. I hope that everyone is doing well. Since I was last on here on Thursday, life has certainly been interesting. Pastor Carlene was supposed to be speaking tonight, but she has not been feeling well either. She was tested for COVID-19 and the test came back negative, thank God, but she is still feeling pretty rough. So we kind of, rock, paper, scissored it, and not really, but we decided that I would go ahead and preach this evening, and so I went ahead and put together, I'd say, a quick sermon, but it took me longer than I thought it was going to this week. So the good news, though, is that even when I am 100% unprepared to come in front of y'all and do a sermon, I never really have to worry about doing it on my own because God is always there to rescue me when I am in need and crying out for Him, which is actually what I ended up writing about. While I was working on writing the sermon this morning, a song played, and as I was sitting there going through Bible verses, it struck me literally like lightning and sent my fingers into this little typing fury. I was going like mad. It is not a necessarily Christian song, but I definitely found a connection to God for myself in the lyrics. The writer of the song is the dancing violinist, Lindsey Stirling. You may have heard of her. She's an exceptionally talented musician and dancer. And when she wrote this song, she was recovering from her struggles with depression and anorexia. The singer who worked with her on this song and actually did the singing is named Lizzie Hale. She's from a rock band called Hailstorm. I had never actually heard of Lizzie Hale before this morning, but I will say that her vocals 100% shook me up and made me actually listen to the song that was playing. The song is called Shatter Me. And the first few lines of the song say, "I pirouette in the dark. I see the stars through me. Tired mechanical heart beats till the song disappears. Somebody shine a light. I'm frozen by the fear in me. Somebody make me feel alive and shatter me." Now, when I personally am going crazy and I'm just enveloped in fear, that's how I feel. Like I am stuck going through the same motions over and over, and I'm not sure how to escape. I feel dead. I feel like I need someone to break me out of my fear, to shatter me. When I get in this place, there's only one who's going to be able to shatter me, only one who can make me live again. In Luke chapter 8, we see an example of this situation. While the little girl in Luke 8 was not frozen dead with fear, but actually dead, I still feel quite a connection to this story when I get into my like fear paralysis. Jesus was on his way to the home of a synagogue leader named Jairus. I think it's Jairus, it might be Jairus. Because the man's daughter had fallen ill. A woman with constant bleeding touches his cloak and she is healed. The verses starting at 49 are what happened next. While he was still speaking to her, a messenger arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. He told him, "Your daughter is dead. "There is no use troubling the teacher now." But when Jesus heard what had happened, he said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just have faith, and she will be healed." When they arrived at the house, Jesus wouldn't let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, James, and the little girl's father and mother. The house was filled with people weeping and wailing, but he said, "Stop the weeping. She isn't dead. She's only asleep." But the crowd laughed at him because they all knew that she had died. Then Jesus took her by the hand and said in a loud voice, "My child, get up." And at that moment, her life returned and she immediately stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. This girl was dead. And the Son of God told her to get up, and the life returned to her body. When I hear the call of Jesus while I am entrenched in fear, it is literally like the life returning to my body. He's chasing away my fear. He breaks me out of my stupor. It always amazes me that my shepherd comes for me when he knows I'm weak and weary, and he rescues me. Jesus does that for each of us. He collects his followers like sheep. He holds on to us. He loves us. He's there for when we have those moments of fear and doubt and sadness, where we feel like the girl in Shatter Me does, where her mechanical heart is just going to beat until the song is done. You know, we are going through the motions. We are just trying to get through our day. And Jesus comes in and says, "I got you. I got you. You don't have to do this because I got you. I love you." And that is what I'm here to do, is love you and rescue you. That feeling to me is so absolutely incredible, because, you know, everyone in their life has felt fear at some point. At some point in your life, you have felt fear. And you know, when you get that fear and you are just immobilized by it, you don't know what you're going to do next. You don't know how to proceed. But then something reminds you, a song, a voice, a person, a movie, even a picture, a sight, something reminds you that you have the power of Jesus Christ and God the Almighty on your side. They are sitting in your corner, 110%, ready to fight your battles for you. Absolutely just knock them dead, fight your battles for you. I think that that's incredible. I think that right now, with where we are socially, economically, just the world as a whole right now needs to remember that we've got God. We've got Jesus. They are here to fight our battles. They are here to help us through this time. They are ever present in our time of need. It kills me when I see so many people that have forgotten that right now. People who I know are typically godly people. They are faith-filled people. You know, they go to church. They love God. I've seen them loving God. But there are so many people that have just forgotten that, yes, the coronavirus is a problem, but it's not a problem that we necessarily need to spend all day worrying about. Because whatever happens, it's God's will. God's got us. All you got to do is have faith. You have to put your trust in the Father and his Son. The other verse that I wanted to share with you guys today is from Psalm 5, And that was another one of the chapters that we are reading as we read through the Bible this year. And after my sermon tonight, not only am I going to share the playlist with the videos, the songs for reflection, but I also am going to reshare I'm going to share a picture that has the dates on it for how we are reading and the list of verses for how we're reading through the Bible. That way, if you are wanting to get started reading through with us, feel free to jump on in. If you want to catch up and read through with us, feel free. I applaud you. That is a ton of reading to try and catch up with, but I'm sure that there are some of you out there who would be able to accomplish that. But anyways, so the other selection of verses that I wanted to share with you is from Psalm 5, and it's the final two verses in Psalm 5, verses 11 and 12. And it says, "But let all who take refuge in you, in your voice, or excuse me, but let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love." That's what we need right now, is God's shield of love. We need to be able to feel that love coming from Him. I know that when people are panicked, it can be hard. When there's so much chaos and stores are selling out of things like toilet paper and water, it's so easy to give in and just panic. But I want to remind you guys that we don't have to be afraid. God's got us. He is surrounding us with his shield of love. As you're going through the next few months, or at least the next month, we have no idea if this will end up being extended or not, or if hopefully by the end of April, we're able to get together and hug on each other. Remember that God's shield of love is surrounding you. He's here to help you, to love you, to protect you, and to keep you going. If you ever feel like you are just struggling hard, with remembering that God's got this, please, please, please feel free to, message someone, send someone a text and say, "Hey, I really need some help right now. I am not doing okay." I can promise you that if the people that you are messaging, love you and love God, they will have no problem stopping and saying, "Hey, how can I pray for you? Let me pray with you for a few minutes." I know that I don't have that problem. Feel free to send me a message if you want to. I will be happy to talk with you on the phone, text with you, and just pray with you, pray for you, pray over you, because it is so important right now when so many people are feeling so alone that we not feel alone, that we know that we have this family of believers and that we have God and we have Jesus and they are here to keep us uplifted right now. So this evening's sermon, it's a little bit shorter than usual, mostly because, again, I'm not feeling 100%. My throat is getting all sorts of bleh, and I can feel it and I can hear it. So we're a little bit shorter than usual, but I am going to pray, And then I am going to post the list for the reflection songs. And while you're listening, I want you to just think about how loved and cradled that you are by our Almighty Father. He's holding you in his hands and making sure that you're okay right now. Yeah, things might be tough, but we're gonna get through this together. So I want you to think about God's love. Think about how it feels to be cradled by that almighty love. I will also post the pictures for the reading through the Bible. Again, please feel free to send any prayer requests to the church office at New Vision at vision1.org. Excuse me, church office at vision1.org. And we will be praying for you. We have a group that is currently meeting via Zoom, which is kind of like Skype, and they go through your prayer requests. They are still meeting and going through these prayer requests, even when we're not allowed to be together physically, which that is just phenomenal as far as I'm concerned. I think it's pretty awesome that God has given us the ability to do that. So please head to the New Vision Facebook page after everything is finished here and listen to those songs and just kind of let it flow over you. I am going to pray us out, and I look forward to seeing you guys probably next Thursday. But I look forward to hopefully seeing you guys soon. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the love that you have for us. We are so thankful that in a time of panic and chaos, you're there. You're right beside us. You're loving us. You're keeping us with you. Father God, I thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, our shepherd, to chase us down, to keep us within your fold. God, as we head into this next week that is going to be filled with uncertainty, I just ask that you remind each and every one of us of the certainty of your love. Remind us that even though things are so unsure right now, we can count on you all the time. Every minute, every second of every day, you're gonna be there. Thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to be able to come before everyone like this in an unexpected way via this Facebook Live, I guess. It's strange. It's a different sort of platform than what most pastors are used to, but I'm so glad that we're able to use it and use it for your kingdom. Thank you, God. We love you. In your precious Son, Jesus Christ's name, amen. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, guys, and I look forward to catching up with you on another day. Have a wonderful week. God bless. Talk to you soon.